Today's daf in Masechet Gittin is daf Yud Tet, and we're holding right at that Halakha of Mishnah. Bakol Kotvim. You can use anything at all to write a get. You can use Sam, Sikra, Kumus, Kankantim, which we'll go through in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about what they are. We remember there was, we've had this so many times in so many sugyas, all the machlokas about this. Anything which writes a ktav, that is a ktav mitkayem, that you don't obviously be worried about any kind of changes that could be made. Yeah, it has to be permanent. And we need that. It also has to be on security paper issues, which we have later on, we'll discuss. You can't use any types of liquids. We'll see what type of liquid besides mei perot is a ktav that's not mitkayim. So you can't use that. You can't use apple juice or anything else that basically it makes a mark and gradually fades. That's not called ktav legabe the get. And ahakoputvi, you can actually use any base for your ktav. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be cloth. You can write it on a leaf, you know, Allah shall zayit. Or you can write it on the horn of a parah, you know, as long as you give her the parah. I mean, if you just give her the horn, then, yeah.
What about an email?
Because if you, you know, the Arabs use SMS. Yeah, that's a divorce, because now, exactly, because now I can take this Zayna, you know, then I'll send you another SMS and we're remarried, you know.
If writing on a computer doesn't constitute writing, as we understand it, on Chol HaMoed, then it wouldn't
be garbage.
I'm sorry?
So it wouldn't be garbage for the guy.
Yeah.
If you print it out.
Anyway, and you have to, why do you have to give her the parah? You have to give her the parah because otherwise it's v'katav v'natan. If there's anything in between, as we say, you can't write it on the chuba because how would you be able to detach it and still be mekayim v'katav v'natan? So here too, you'd have to give the actual parah. Same thing could be true about an evet. Let's say you write this on the hand of an evet, you know. I mean, Dash has no problem with this. They can first cut off the hand. But normal people, if they write it on the hand of the evet, it would be kosher as long as they hand over the evet. You can't just hand over the hand because then it would be chos
al katav v'natan.
Well,
what
happened if they... I can't just hand it over.
Yoshi HaGlili Omer, you cannot use these last cases. Ein kotvin. You can't use something that's alive. We'll see what his concern is. And you can't use foodstuffs. And our late Shel Zayit is eaten by Yonim, and therefore it's considered to be a foodstuff. So just to remind you, says the Gemara, remember that Dio is what we call Diuta, Sam is what we call Sama, which is Upermint, Sikra is Sakarta, it's called Sakarta, which is a type of red dye, and Kumus is Kuma, and Kankantom, Kuma is a resin from trees, Kankantom, Omarabba Babachana Mishmul Charta Dushkefe, which is essentially a black dye used for dyeing shoes, which is a little bit of machlokas Rashi does this over here, because the standard dye, says Tosfos, is called shichor, as we're going to see in the bright that it's coming up. But chartadushkefi is cupric sulfate, which creates, and that's the way most understand chartadushkefi today, that you use cupric sulfate, which makes this, you've all seen it as kids, you know, playing with your chemistry sets. And so it makes these
chemistry
little...
set.
In your rocket ship, you know, these...
What
kind of people do we have
in this? If I can't use it to hit a hockey puck, then it probably wasn't being used.
I saw it at the flea market in Jaffa.
What a philistine.
I saw it at the flea market in Jaffa. The chemistry said I used it as a kid. Exact same.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so it makes this greenish-black mark. When we say koldovar, like what is koldovar that's mitkayem? Latuye mai. Well, that would include anything that creates a color, even if it's metaria, the afza, it could be roof water. The rain runs off the roof and it absorbs black from the tar on the roof. Or it could be afatzim. That's all kosher, gallnuts. Tani Rebbe Chiya, katvo ba'avar. Let's say you use lead, or you use the shachor, or shichor, which Tosfos Tainus is the what Rashi claimed was the Chartreuzkefi, and therefore why would we change the name, or why would we repeat something that's in the Mishnah? It's not the Derech of the Bright, it's simply repeated. So we used to use, remember when they used to call pencils lead pencils, right? But in reality, it wasn't really lead pencils. It was graphite or shachor, which is made out of pechanim, which is essentially the same idea. So as you have something ground up that's embedded in this matrix that gradually dissolves, and you write with it. So if you use those things, it's kosher. So you can write again with a pencil. Now we have an interesting question. And this was actually raised this morning by Scott. He has a broken umbrella, so he doesn't have to worry about walking in the rain, because then it'll just break again. And I mean, it's already broken, so is a break after a break considered to be a new broken umbrella? And that's the question here in the Gemara today. Suppose you have a ketav, but you use another ketav to write on top of that ketav. So first thing I've been shopping. So let's say you have a red dye letter, two letters, right? And now you take ink and you write it on top of those letters. Black ink.
Trace it? Whatever,
as long as it's erased. The important thing is erased. Could be with the same letter, the other letter, a bigger letter, whatever it is, but it's yo, I got a secret. Exactly, not less kiyama, but less of a powerful ketav. Right. So Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish there say you're chayav two different things. First of all, you erase the sikra, which is now not visible through the dio.
You cover the sikra.
You've erased, and you've written on it part of the sikra something else. I mean, it has to be the same letter, but so what? So there you've got two separate chataot you're chayav. One is Mishum Kotev, and one is Mishum Mochek. Now, how about if it's ink on ink? Where over there, you didn't really add anything, or Sikra Gabi Sikra. So then you would be Potter, because it's not considered to be Mochek, it's not considered to be Kotev. You haven't added anything. How about if it would be Sikra Agabi Dio? Now, I mean, if you put Sikra atop of Dio, it's not a deeper Ktav. So some say you're chayev, some say you're potter. Now, what would be the svara? Some say you're chayev because you've erased the dio, because the dio is no longer as good as it was. And some say you're potter because basically you only are chayev if it's mochik amanat lichtov, but this is mekalkel, because it ends up being not as good a ketav. Now, and here's why we raise this. Reish Lakish asked, what do you do, he asked Rabbi Yochanan, with witnesses who don't know how to write? Sheder einam yodim lachtov. Can you write their signatures for them to write over? You write it with sikra, right? Which is fine. And you'll say, okay, but that's my own ktav. Yeah, but then they'll write on top of that sikra, and that way they will be able to...
With ink?
Yes, obviously. Yeah, of course. They'll write with ink on top of the sikra, which you just said the Gabi Shabbos would be good, would be chayev. So would it be considered to be a ketav? Le Gabi again. And he said, no, you can't do that. I'm really in a ketav. Ah, says Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, although they might attain a rabbein on ketav, or Yonah's considered to be ketav in Shabbos? Oh, my light, look, because I have a good imagination, therefore we should rely on it for kosherness of a get. I mean, come on. I mean, you think of the Beis HaMikdash, I would have been b'chayev to bring two chatot, and I wouldn't have been b'chayev for chulim ba'azorah. I'm saying mitzvah for it. This is what I think. I mean, I haven't come up with a psak halakha l'maaseh, and now you're asking me to say something that's going to be mater and eshesish. I mean, come on. And that's not the way to do it. I mean, if it happened, I'd have to work it out. I can't tell you that's called ketav. Now, so what do you do, in fact? And we saw already before, itma, edim she'enam yodim lachtom. So Rav says, look, bekarim lem niyar chalak, umemalim et akraim dio. What you do is you write the... Now, you know, there's a big machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, we'll remember, mikarim means on the same paper, or whatever it is that the get is written on, you make a indentation, like you would a fingernail, you know, so they can see the ketav, but there's nothing there, it's just indented. And then they fill up that indent with ink. And
etch
it in. Yeah, like you etch it in, but not in a way that has any ink on it. Tosfos Tainus, etching is ketav, if it's borer, and therefore can't mean that. This does this reach pshat. And Therefore, as we said, we had before, and that's why it would say niyar chalak, mean you make a stencil. You stamp, take a plain empty piece of paper, you make a stencil with their signature, put the stencil on top of the get, and then have them fill it in with their writing. So that way they put an X, so to speak, on the get, but it's an X that has their name, so at least it's traceable.
What about connected dots? Could you do that?
If the dots are readable, so then that's it's already
accepted. Yeah, have to draw between.
I don't know. I give up.
I give up. So you think the kids reckon it's
what if? Honestly,
you cut it out. It's a stencil. It's a stencil. It's not tracing paper. Yeah, although some actually learn that there's the discussion of your carbon paper. Apparently they have carbon paper. So if you rub the that it comes out on the other side. Yeah, interesting. Haven't seen those for a long time.
Yeah,
I actually have a box of carbon paper that I bought 50 some years ago. Your narrative is wrong. No, I bought an entire box and I still have that.
The thing is,
when you carbon paper, no, you write and
scratch.
Oh,
right,
yeah. Our bodies come back.
It's Kohinoor copy paper. Some of the Rishonim talk about the possibility, maybe it's. Okay, anyway. So what do you do? That's how you get their signatures. Shmuel says, what's the problem? You use lead. Lead? What are you talking about? We said before that lead is kosher. You use a pencil. Natani Rabbi Chiya, we just had before in the Braita, that if kitavo ba'avar, or b'shachor, or b'kishor, it's kosher. So if you're going to write it, so we're back to the problem with the sikra. Then you're writing k'tav agav k'tav. We just said we're not going to rely on that. Lokashia, no, it's a big difference. If you use an actual piece of lead, it doesn't make a ktav that's got a big bit of kayem. It's a little mark. It's not a pencil. What you need is maya da avra, over there. You grind up, you have the metal ground up. You expose it to some kind of matrix, of water or oil or something. And then you can write with it. And it's basically what it's doing is it's leaving little pieces, which is what pencils do, of graphite. So that's something else. That could be called ktav. We're talking about actually using a piece of lead and making a very faint mark. Now that's what you would do. Now that's not called ktav or ktav, because it's b'chlal not ktav. Rabbi Abba says, you can use meimilin. Now meimilin, the problem is water that you soaked with gallnuts, with afatzim. So how do you explain the fact that Rabbi Hanina said that if you write the entire get, either b'meitaria, we said the water comes off of the roof, or afatzim, mei afatzim l'chora is meimilin, that it's kosher. So I don't understand. Because you're not thinking about what you're writing it on. If you're writing it on a piece of parchment, which was worked with mei afatzim, which is the way they used to do everything on the Sifrei Torah, had that dark, very dark cloth, because we use seed, as Tosfos points out, so we get this nice white cloth. But they use mei afatzim, which made it very dark. And that, you're not going to show up, obviously, using water that was soaked with afatzim in it. It's not going to show up against the background where the whole cloth is covered with exactly that color from having soaked it in mei afatzim. So obviously, that's not called ktan. When he said that you could do it that way, that's because it wasn't nikar. But if you wrote it on something that was low afitz, that would be kosher. And it's simple. Ein mei milin, agabe mei milin. You can't recognize the ktav of mei afatzim on top of a parchment that was worked with afatzim. Rav Papa says, look, the best thing, write it with spit. Makes the paper a little bit wet or whatever is and while it's drying and it's almost dry, have them cover it with dio. That's not called ktav, and that would be fine. V'chein orile Rav Papa l'papa Torah, and Rav Papa the beer maker had a papa who was a cowboy, and that's very good. So Rav Papa,
you did spit also signature. Sorry, no signature. You need a lot of spit.
We'll put you in a room for 5 minutes.
And see how much comes in.
He's speaking about sign dropping. You know, you may have found a career. So he told Papa Torah, use Roke.
Papa Torah means cowboy?
Yeah, Papa, the guy who herds the shvarim. Which actually we had that beautiful gemara. He's acting like a cowboy.
Oh, right, yeah.
Sort of Papa. We're running like a cowboy. Papa Torah. Vahani Milin. Now, listen, this whole business is obviously the worst possible signature. Because how in the world? You can't be Mekayim the signature. You can only testify that we saw him putting his ex on the contract. Now, this is clear in civil law as well. A person doesn't know how to write. It doesn't mean he can't be mitchayev. He could be mitchayev with a mark. But obviously, we're not going to be able to trace that mark. We're going to need witnesses. We saw him make this ex on the contract. But the signing of the contract, that's the mechuyavut, so to speak. So the aide can still have that mechuyavut, but it's a ridiculous way to do things because we're not going to have access to it. Nobody's going to be able to become it. The only reason we're relying on this silliness is because we're desperate. Because if we can't find other aides, you always have to worry that a lawyer's going to get to the mail before he signs. And they'll say, never mind, I want $100,000. Right, so if you have a husband that's ready to give a get, and you don't have any witnesses, take some chickens, make them the witnesses. Whatever you do, get that get. They don't call it a get for nothing.
Get it.
Why is it an X? I thought you put out.
No, I'm not. It's a metaphor. It's just a metaphor. I'm calling it an X because it's not traceable to them.
Generic.
It's generic. It's like a tracing paper. Right. So, you know, so anybody could have written it. I see where it's the rain. It must be that nice, gentle. It's the rain. Everybody's being rock gently and allowing their minds to just flow. Which is great if you have all day. There's no problem. Actually, this is. I think it's a perfect day for Moshe to have given out donuts and it's that kind of morning.
It's not too late.
There should have been this. There you go. Even Larry's letting go this morning.
Well, that's because you mentioned donuts.
This is the way it used to be before the shirim were taped, without the pressure of what's going to be the time.
Really?
It was a pleasure.
Let all the ships at sea.
That was a long time ago. Well, I don't know. You know, nowadays people are more busy than they used to be, I think.
We're talking about like over 2 cycles.
No, there were. Yeah, more than 2 cycles.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, when the kids used to be in the shir, you know, or the little ones hiding under the table so they could hear the daf, especially the sexy daf, so they had all the little kids hiding under the table.
Really?
Yeah, that's where they, you know, that's sex ed one. It's the Gemara, obviously. Anyway. And the healthiest, of course. Okay. But if it comes to any other shtar, how do you begin to mishtarot? Absolutely not. You go and you find yourself a witness that knows how to sign. What kind of craziness is that? And it was actually a maisa, the Ahud Avadut of Bishar Shtar. Somebody had made the mistake, we won't mention his name, of putting, accepting in a bezdin signatures like this, and Rav Kahana had him beaten up, you know? Magde Rav Kahana. Tanya Kavah says Rav, and we have a Raya like Rav. Now, Lamaisa Raya like Rav doesn't really, Rav wasn't arguing. All it means over here is Tanya Kavah says Rav, that Rav Eitza is an old Eitza. It appears in a brighter. And because it says, Eidim, Shein Yodim, Lachtom, Mekarim, Lehem, Niarchalak, Umamalim, Etakraim, Dio. So that's what Rav said. Now, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said, "Farish in the bright end, but medvar mamur bikitei nashim, but b'shichurei avadim. Forget about shar shtaros, for sure shar kol hashom. But even shichurei avadim, where generally all the dinim that apply to the get apply also to shichurei. Over there, Absolutely not. Im yodim likrot velachtob chotmim. If they know how to read and write, fine. And if they don't know how to read and write, they cannot sign. Wait a minute. How'd you slip in the part about reading? Nobody ever would talk about reading. You make pretend that, yeah, well, we're all agreed on that. That's always the way you get people to agree with you. You pretend that's what we've been talking about. That's a little sneaky. Karye, mando chashmei, whoever mentioned anything about reading? Well, obviously, chisrei mechasra, v'ochi gotat. Edim she'en yodim likrot. Suppose witnesses don't know how to read. None of this appears in the Brides of the Farish. Korin lifnehem. So we have the material read in front of them. Now, read in front of them obviously means it's read by, as we're going to see later on, it's read by Edim, and it's looked at in court, or you can have the Sofer Dayanim that are, as long as we need Ema. There needs to be something where I have no chashash that what's being read is different. You know, it's not like the UN or like the Arabs are translating, you know. Yes, and we love all nations and we are friendly. And meanwhile, what he's saying is, jihad killed them all as soon as you see one. You know, it can't be that kind of thing. And so we're calling if they am, and then they sign. And if what if they don't know how to sign, et cetera, et cetera. Then you get into this, they don't know how to sign. Mikarim lam niyar chalak, and so on. Omer Reb Shimon Gamliel, then back to Reb Shimon Gamliel, and then it says, "Babed Vorm Hamurim Begitei Nashim Av Shechur Eferim Shechur Shtaros." Only if they know how to read and write, Kotmim V'im Lav Ein Kotmim. Why is that? Omer Belaz My Tad Reb Shimon Gamliel. Why did he say that they were makel specifically by Gitin? Shelo Yu Benot Yisrael Agunot, because those mean rabbis, of course, always want to cause trouble. Omer Rava Alacha Reb Shimon Gamliel. That's how we pass. He can only use this when it comes to a get. Rav Gamda Mishmei Rav says, no, not true. What do you mean it's not true? So what are you saying? Like, come on, Karabana. You want to get yourself beaten up by Rav Kahana? Go ahead and say that outside in front of me, you know? Ahuv, did the Ovid, somebody met Bishar Shtarot V'Nagdi Rav Kahana? No, I was saying about the Kriya, not about the Khatiba. That was the Khatima, right? So he said, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, any other star, you have to both read and write. No, I'm sorry, Rich. You know, you got to know how to read and write. Yeah.
Chance the Gardener would be able to.
When I bought my house in Pekin, three or the five siblings
signed, in Barnea,
signed with a thumbprint because they couldn't write. Adults.
Mm-hmm. Why not? You know, we've gotten spoiled a little nowadays. So what it meant was, he's saying, we don't paskin about Kriya, we only paskin about Khatima. The guy that did it and got beaten up by Rav Kahana, that was about Khatima. I'm just saying, an aide does not have to necessarily know how to read, because you could have it read in front of him. Now, Rav Yehuda, in his old age, had a difficult time reading, and he didn't have a good pair of glasses at the time. So he was mitzta'er. He went through hell. Remember how the Rosh Yeshiva used to try to read? It was that kind of thing. And he would manage to make out the letters, and in the end, he was chosen. He didn't let anybody read to him. So Ula said to him, what do you have to go through such pain for? Lo tzrichat. Because Rabbi Lazar was a pretty good authority. You know, he was Marad Eretz Yisrael. And he had people that were reading it to him. He never did that. And he would be chotem. And Reb Nachman also. Reb Nachman used to have people korokameh, and he had his own sofer, the Dayane, and he would sign on that. And by the way, I mean, that's Dafka, Reb Nachman, sofer, the Dayane. I mean, the sofer Dayane was scared to death of Reb Nachman. I mean, if he found them doing anything, that was slightly off. Yeah, that was the end. So you could absolutely rely on them, and sofer, the Dayane, they really have learned how to be medayik. But, I mean, Reb Nachman wouldn't rely on Stam on others' suffering, you know. Okay, so we made a mistake. We'll go back to our old job, you know. Or if you had suffering that I owned with somebody else besides Reb Nachman, you could always, you know, get a mistake, a little mistake. You know, we forgot the extra zero. That he wouldn't rely on. Reb Papa, when Reb Papa had a shtar parsada, he could not read Persian, Reb Papa. And the language that the shtarot were written, and if they went through the civil courts, was Persian. And with a shtar that was Ovid Bar Ka'ot Shel Kutim. And remember that we had before, and the Kutim is silly over here, doesn't mean really mean Kutim, I mean it just means good going. So if it was in a non-Jewish court system, we said before it's perfectly okay because the same kol is generated. And we have Shmuel's Maimra about Dinah Malkut Adina. And therefore, something wrong?
No, not at all. Oh, you're, Steinfeld uses the goyim.
Use the goyim. So what he would do is he would call two goyim, but it was Zeh Shal Bifnei Zeh, and it was always Mitziach Lefi Tumo. You know, so they wouldn't know that they're being asked to do a particular thing or have a particular purpose in mind. And that way he would know that it wasn't planned, you know, that they had gotten together and said, let's tell him that it says. And he would rely on that. And he would be marked the day even from the Chosim Mishubadim, because once a shtar goes through a court, that is the way that the Chachamim defined registered liens. Doesn't matter whether you personally know how to read Persian. The point is that it's in the court system, people know about it, and you can discover the liens. So maybe they didn't have title companies, but they certainly had discover companies. You can simply find out. If you have a Persian shtar, and we had all of these quarters before here, where you have Jews that are signed on it, Rashi learns that they actually wrote it, which is problematic, as we'll see. You can use that to collect from the Chosim Mishubadim. You can? I mean, how do the witnesses know how to read? I mean, it's written in Persian. No, they know. I mean, obviously you can't sign something you know what you're signing. It's talked about. They know how to read Persian. Okay, but what about the problem if you have to use security paper for a shtar that it's not security paper over here? Being a k'tav sheni yocholiz dayeh v'leka, the goyim aren't makbet on that. No. In this case, they were. It's talking about b'nei afitzan. Afitzan means if you try to make the gall nuts leave this coating, if you try to make any changes in it, every mechak shows up immediately as a white space. Well, but what about the idea of tzarech lachzor minyan shtar b'shita achrona v'leka? Remember, we had the whole halacha, we do not pay any attention to the last line of a shtar, because we're always afraid that maybe more space had been left between the end of the shtar and the eidim, and somebody scribbled in something. So because of that, we always rewrite the essential meaning of the shtar, and it's all there before, and we say, Avakol Sharir V'Kayam, and you know, everybody thinks that's very, yes, now it's all legal, whereas, and so on. Whereas actually all that is being thrown in because we don't mean that it's space. That's the space. That's the filler, and this way the essence of the shtar we know is there before. And you don't have that, and that's part of the tikkun of shtarais. No, it's talking about that. They did. So then what's the chiddush? I don't understand. So you're telling me it's a perfectly kosher shtar in all languages. Yes, that's the chiddush. No, it's not. That's what you're telling me, that kol hashon is kasher? It's a beferish mission later on. That a contract that is written in Hebrew and a dav are Greek or Yevanit, Vedav Ivrit, it's all kosher. Yes, but how do you know that means any contract? Maybe it means a get. And I would have thought that that's dafka get, because we already said that getting were being makelin because we're desperate to make certain that people don't end up in Egon. That's all he's coming to tell me, is that any shtar written in any language is kosher because it will generate a kol. Omar Shmuel, suppose he hands his wife a blank piece of paper and he says, this is your get. Now, the halacha is shish. Areza gitek migureshet. That's a kosher get. What? I mean, maybe it was written with some kind of ktav that isn't showing up. Now, wait a minute. It says beferish, if a guy gives his wife a get, right? And she takes the get and she says, you slob! And she throws it into a fire. She throws it into the sea. Now, we have no idea what it said. or whatever, anything that will get rid of it, you know. And then the guy says, ha, it wasn't really a get anyway. It was just a shtar pasim or a shtar armana. You know, I'd written it as a completely worthless shtar to make it look like I owed money, you know. So somebody wants to show that he's got money in the bank, so he brings a phony, and people do this all the time, brings a phony IOU to the bank of the sea, you know, what's his name, Walter, what's the rich guy's name? But, you know, the richest guy, richest guy. What do they call him?
Warren Buffett.
So I see Warren Buffett owes me $3 billion, you know? Okay, so Warren Buffett will do that as a friend. You show it to the bank. Wow. Okay, so give him his mortgage. Okay, that's called a shtar pasim. Shtar amanav. I didn't yet get the money, but, you know, I believe that you're going to be lending me the money. Here's how you get the money. Just deposit it in my account. But meaning it's a worthless piece of paper. She's Migurashet. And he can't come along now after we saw him hand her the get. We can't come along to Osir and say she's not Migurashet. Now, even that, the whole discussion is, what did it say? I'd say something. I mean, they saw it said something, but if it didn't say anything, it was a blank piece of paper. How come nobody thought of that one, Shmuel, you know? You're saying it would be Migurashet? So time of the Ika Ktav. How like a Ktav lo? No, Shmuel wasn't saying it's a vada get, obviously. All Shmuel was saying is, you put it through a solution that will bring out the hidden writing. That's what he said. So the Batkinama, Bemaya Denara, he polit. If the writing shows up, fine. So then it's a get. And if not. I understand, but Fechi polit Mayabe, I understand. And let's say it does show up, right? But it wasn't a ktav before it showed up, so it's only a ktav now. Well, how do we make it a get now? What are we going to do? Retroactively make it a get? The time that he gave it a get, it wasn't a ktav. So what are you saying? It's only showing up now. Shmuel didn't say for sure it's a get, right? Shmuel said, look, I'm worried about it. Meaning, look, how closely did you look? You see him give a blank piece of paper. Then the writing shows up. So what are you saying? There was no indication of ktav before you put it through the heater or whatever it is.
Infrared,
whatever it is. But the point is that there's very possibly there was some kind of hacker before to the ktav. I'm just saying that, look, I mean, if the guy dies, we're not going to say she's not in Megureshet in terms of marrying a Kohen. You have to be Machmer. That's all I'm saying. Be Machmer. If she's Chayev and Yibam, only let her get Chalitza. Maybe she really was Megureshet to those. And so, Memela, you have the Chashash. Die!
I see it.
Almost. That's the stupid paper.
Red-handed.
Who?
Okay. So now, Shmuel Mikashin Gama Omer Avino Omer Li Amemar Okay Omer Ma Remar Mishpeder of Dimi. If you've got two people, Hani Beitrei, the Yav Gita Kamayim, they are the Ede Mesira. They cannot witness the giving of a get unless they read what it was that he's giving. You can't just say, I saw him give her a piece of paper and say it's a get. So tzarech lemikrai, they have to read it first. What do you mean? So then what do you do with the brayta? We just thought, that's crazy. According to you, the only Adam that we had were Adam that needed to read it, right? So if they read it already, but the Dr. Yua, how could he say that it was only Shtar Pasim Mishtar Amanah if the Adam saw it? Ah, because what's talking about is that he gives the piece of paper over to the Adam. The Adam read it. He puts it in his pocket. You know? And now he says, well, now we have the witnesses here, and now I hand you this
my sleeve.
Watch me pull a get out of my sleeve. So, and therefore, lo tzricha, the bota tekiyua, ayle beyade, and then he takes it out again, va'avke. So you might have thought, ma'al detemeth halufik alfiyat b'chayish, he was machliv. We're not chayish for that. That's what it said. Now, there was a guy who threw a get to his wife, Labeni Dani. So she has a chutzer that is full with these barrels of wine. Now, as everybody knows, whenever you drop something and it disappears, right? Now, everybody knows that it drops into hyperspace. The question is, if there were these barrels all over the place, it's very likely that that get is now in an alternative universe.
Tumbulia from Godot Kerbach.
So what happens over here is that we search through the Dhani, right? And we're looking for the get. And it turns out that we find a mezuzah.
And that's what he threw.
Well, now that's the question.
Right.
Is the fact that we found a mezuzah means, okay, so now we know that when he said Arizagitech, it was all a fake, we don't have to be hired because we found the mezuzah. Or are there hyperspace exchanges? Now, you may have found this in your own home, but it often happens that you drop one thing, you look for the one thing which never shows up again, but you find another thing that has been gone for the past 20 years, and suddenly it's here as if it's been there the whole time. There's no question that there is some type of wormhole and that you stumbled on, right? You are sure. You can't tell anybody, but you are sure. So the question is whether this get is definitely a mezuzah or the mezuzah was exchanged for the get. So Rav Nachman said, look, I ain't ever heard of finding a mezuzah in the middle of wine barrels. It must be that that's what he threw in. It's lo shchicha. But what if you found two mezuzahs? Or three mezuzahs? No. Then I give up.
It's like the
Nachman. Look, I don't know. We'll have to assume that maybe this was there too. And so what happened to the get? Go ahead, tell us what happened to the get. We took away all of the barrels. There's no get. All there is three mezuzahs.
Barrels are closed.
Everything is closed. No, are you ready to admit now to wormholes? No, it's not wormholes, it's mouse holes. Maybe there was a mouse who grabbed the get and used it for his own way. They don't hold the lishma. So, emor achborim shukluah. Now, we have a guy in the show.
Forget about it.
Not only they believe that God is a mouse, but you know, we have a guy who believes that God is an elephant. Right here in the show.
Uh-oh.
Every time the chassid says Baruch Atah Hashem, he says Barbar.
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 Not familiar with Babar the elephant? What kind of childhood did you have?
Didn't make the survey.
You never hear this guy's name? Barbar.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's always so Barbar. Okay. Now, there was another time where a guy goes into shul, grabs the Sefer Torah, hands it to his wife, and says, here is your get. Expensive get. Amr of Yosef, so what's the problem? There's nothing to be chashish for. That what? Maybe he wrote the get on the side of the Gilayon of the Sefer Torah? And we just don't see it? But if it's Meimilin, it's not called Ksav. We said before, all the Sefer Torah in those days were completely done with Meimilin. And Meimilin, and God by Meimilin. We said, it's not considered to be Ksav. We don't have to worry about that. If it's because it says in it the Katavla Sefer Kritut, so here he's saying, here's your Sefer Kritut. I mean, it says the Katavla, it has to be Lishma. Now, you'll say, yes.
You wrote the Sefer Kritut.
Maybe he gave an extra buck to the sofa and says, listen, when you get to the words the Katavla Sefer Kritut, have in mind my bugger. He gives over the. Sorry, but you're not a Harry fan. So maybe he had in mind that it should be written Lishma for this woman, right? So Dilma, Akib, Yevel, Zuzel, Safra, Mikor. But wouldn't help, because Abayin and Shmo, Vishma, Shina. Doesn't make much sense here. So Abayin and Shmo, Vishma, Shemiro, Vishemira, Baleka. So there's no problem. So Rabbi Yosef has to tell us over something that anybody knows. Rabbi Yosef, Michael Ashmalon. Rabbi Yosef was just saying this halacha, meimilin, agabe meimilin, that you have to know that you never have to be chayish. The Sefer Torah is always meimilin. Kol kotvim b'dyo b'sam b'sigur kumus b'kant k'tom b'chol davar sh'ok kayama ein kotvim lo b'mashkin lo b'meperot lo b'chol davar sh'eino mitkayim. Allah kokotvi, Allah shall zayit, Allah karen shall par, as long as you're not in la tapara, or all yad shall have it, as long as you're not in la ta'evet. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says you cannot write on a living organism and on food. So, lo davar shesh bo ruach hayim, velo al ha'ochlim. What are these things? Dio, diuta, sam asikra, omar rabba barbachana, skarta shma. Kumas is kuma, kan kantom, omar rabba barbachana, b'shmulo, yizcharta de ushkefima, chokas barshinta. Chol davar shu mitkayem lati yimai, lati yada tani rabbi chanine ketavo b'meitariya, v'af tzer kosher. Tani rabbi chanine ketavo b'avar, b'shachor, b'shichor, kosher, idma. Ha-ma'avir diyo agabe sikro b'shabat, Rabbi Yochanan v'shalok shtar metavayo chayev shtayim, achat b'shum kotev, achat b'shum mochek. Diyo agabe diyo, sikro agabe sikro, potter. How about sikro agabe diyo? Amr lechayev, amr lepatur. Amr lechayev mochek, amr lepatur mikalkel. Bo'am in v'shalok shtar Rabbi Yochanan. Eidim she'en yodim lachtom al shikhtavu lahem b'sikro, v'yachtamu b'ti diyo. Ktavo yon ktav, oino ktav. Omar lo ino ktav. Omar leva lo limadetinu rabenu. Ketavo yon is ktav linin shabbos. Omar mleshanu medamim nase maase. Itzma. Eidim sheinam yodim lachtom rav. Omar mekar in lehem niyar chalak umumal imata kera im diyo. Mishmu omer be'avar. Avar? Sagat aita. Otani repkia ketavo be'avar b'shechor b'shechor etz kosher. Lo kasha. If one is ba'avra mamish, makes a little almost invisible line. One is talking about Maya Dava, it's a pencil. Rabbi Abba Omar be May Milin. What? Atani Rabbi Chanina Ketavo be May Tari of Avtsa Kosher. Lo kasha, the office of the law office. Why would it not be Ketav? Because they May Milin, now God be May Milin. As we'll see in Rabbi Yosef later. Rav Papa Omar, you can use Rok. V'chein ori lo Rav Papa lo Papa Torah be Rok. V'hani mele b'gitin avu b'shtarot lo da'avu da'avadu v'bishar shtarot v'nag de Rav Hanna. Tanya Kavasi Dara, Eid, Im Sheni Yodim Lachto Makar Im Lem Niyar Chalak Umamal Im Metakira Im Dio. Omer Reb Shemim Begam Riyom Bame, Devarim Omerim Begitei Nashim Avu Bishikhruri Avadim Meshar Kol Ashtarot, Im Yodim Likrat Valachtom Chotmim Im Laven Chotmim. What? Kriya. Manda Chashmei. לא, חיסוי מחס, רואה גדולי. עדים שאין יודעים לקרות, קוראים לפניהם וחותמים, ושאין יודעים לחתום, אצדרה, אצדרה, אומר שם מגמריו, באמת דבר מומר בגדינות, שיכולי עבוד עם של כשתרות, אולי אם יודעים לקרות ולחתום חותמים, אם להבין חותמים. אומר, אבל אז, why does רבי שמי וגמריו hold גיטין is different, שלא יהיו בנות ישראל הגונות. אומר, רב הלוך, רב שמי וגמריו, רב גם, this is not, משמיד הרב, he said, אין הלוך. What? Elokaman Krabona. I mean, you're telling me Adu Ava Uvda Bashar Storov Nagdi Rivkana was Shalokadin? No. I'm talking about the Kriya part. Of course the Khatima is only Gitan. Rav Yehuda used to be Mitzdar of a Kori Vachatim. Amar Lagula, what do you have to be Mitzdar? Lo Tzricha. The Rabbi Lozer is the Mar of Eretz Yisrael, and he relied on the fact that they were Kori Kamei Vachatim. Rabbi Nachman, Kori Kamei Safra Dayoni Vachatim. It's Dafka Rabbi Nachman, Safra Dayoni, Ditlu Eimata. Avar Rabbi Nachman, Vesafra Achrine, or Safra Dayoni, Veinish Achrine? Lo. Rav Papa, Kaviyot al Kamishtora Parsa, David Barko, Otsu Goyim, Makro Shle Goyim, Zerchlo Bifreze, and it would be Mimesiach Levitum, and he relied on that a Magwe Be Mimishabadi. Omre Vashi Omer Liguna Barnat, and Achim Omer Amemar, I Shtora Parsa, the Hatimi Alisa had a Yisro, Magvina Be Mishubadi. What do you mean? But Polo Yodi Lamikre? Oh, obviously Yodi. Well, what about Ketav Shini Cholis Daye Faleka? No, was but a pizza. Oh, being a tzarch like Zorman Yonashel Star b'shitach Rona v'leka. No, of course it was. Ben Mahader. Say by Kamashmalon. The Choloshon Kasher. Then he not get she ketavo Ivrit. He dav Yivanit. Yivanit. He dav Ivrit Kasher. Ah, in a yanim nava mina anim ilgitin. Because of the iguna. Avo b'shar shtarot lo Kamashmalon. Omar Shmuel natan la niyar chalak. V'amar la harei zagitech. Migureshet. Because chashin and shemim emei milin ketavo. Meitvei areze gidech v'talato v'zarakato l'yam o l'ur o l'chol davar ha'avad v'chazar v'amar shtar pasim, that's all it was. Or shtar ha'manat, doesn't matter. She's begureshet v'lo kalamena lo esra. So Taima, at least it said something. And now he's saying it was only Shtaramana, but Aleka Ktav at all. Lo. Yeah, all that Shmuel was saying, obviously, was that Patkina Leba Maya Denara, you polit polit, you lo polit lav klumo. And what would the matter? If it was polit my having, maybe it's only Ashtu the polit. Shmuel na mechashin and koma. Omri vinomali amemar, ochi omar marimar, mishmig revdini. Ani beitre, do you have Gita Kamayu? They first have to read it before they can be Eidim Mesira. According to you, how did this ever happen? So then, after they read it, how is he able to say it's something different? Yes, well, Lotzricha, the Bodhi to Kurai, Lulve Yodeve Afke, Samadha Tema, Chilufe Chalfe, and he should create a doubt in our minds, Kamash Rolan. Who can't have a desert like Gita Levita Levena Dani, Shtakin Mezuzat? I never heard of finding a Mezuzat Ben Yadani. So, Shricha, probably this is a get. But, that's Hanim in the Shtaka Chora, Voshnaim Shlosha, Mira Avoy, and Ami Avoy. So, what happened to the get? Imurach Barim Shaklua. Who gave the alibi knishta? Shakal Sefer Torah, Yoav Lala David Varma Hagite. I'm Rav Yosef Nu Lamai Nechushla. Maybe he wrote a get on the side. May milim. It wouldn't matter because may milim. I got may milim. Imishum. It says in it Katavla Sefer Kritut. So this is the Sefer Kritut. That's what they eat by the Sefer Torah. But in a Katavla Lishma Veleka, I will say the Chidlema Dimo Akti V'Yoyv Lezuzel Safram Yikora wouldn't help because being in Shmuel V'Shma V'Shemirov V'Shemirov Veleka. No good. So what's the Chiddush? Rabbi Yosef by Kamash Malan. Shein Maybe Lina Gabe Maybe Lina.